trying to refresh and revive the group of disciples you have gathering amongst you right now, one of the biggest questions is, who am I going to invite? Where am I going to find the people that are ready to be discipled? And I'm going to give you four places to look for that today. The first one would be someone who's a co-laborer in Christ. You know, that best friend that you got some chemistry with, you share a bond in Jesus with them. Like, a co-leader is really what I'm talking about. Someone who would be very much on board, not just for joining the ride, but for coming along and leading that ride with you. If you're going to gather a group of people to be discipled, having co-leadership is one of those first starting points. Jesus never sent people out alone. He sent them in pairs. It's a whole other talk on why. That's a very important thing. But start there. Secondly, simple thing to do is allow your church to run a registration. Most churches do it two or three times a year. If they want to have a group life, they tell everyone from the platform, go and join one, here's the sign-up form, and you end up with a list. It's not terribly organic. They're complete strangers you're pulling together, but it's a starting point. Third, friends from church. You probably met someone in the hallway, someone who seems kind of new, that you'd like to get to know better. They've already come as far as to enter a church setting, so it tells you they're probably interested in being discipled in Jesus. How neat would it be for them to get a personal invite from you saying, you are wanted, I would love to know you better, I would love to grow along with you. That goes so much further than the public service announcement from the platform that group life is important. Fourth, finally, and I think most importantly, is your friends. People who aren't necessarily into church. People who are starting to ask questions about Jesus. In your everyday life and in your everyday relationships, I like to think that part of Jesus in you is rubbing off on the people around you. And as you see people warm up to those kinds of conversations, how neat would it be to say, hey, every Tuesday night, a handful of families get together at my house. We open the Bible. We talk about life. We talk about each other. And it gets us further to where we're going. I just want you to know you're welcome to join me. Or hey, every Thursday morning, me and a handful of fellows, we hit the diner at 6 a.m. before the kids are up, before the work day starts, and we talk about work, we talk about purpose, and we open the Bible again to really dig into those things. You're always welcome at that. Maybe that would take the conversations further, like we've been having. There's something so powerful when it's people from our everyday circles that are moving directly into the discipleship setting. It's still estimated that 60% of people will not respond to a good invite to church, even if it's just they're not warmed up to that idea. 60% of people, though, will respond positively to your life. And so that's why, amongst all of them, for everything you can do at a church level to encourage people to be discipled, never pass over your friends and your everyday circles of relationship. It's interesting to take a look at what God's doing there.